Utility regulators have decided that Arizona Public Service will not need to reverse its controversial $95 million rate hike that affected about a million customers in 2017, but they also will not dismiss a complaint about the rate hike brought forward by a Phoenix resident, and regulators are continuing to dig into APS's rates. Here to tell us more is the Arizona Republic's Ryan Randazzo. Ryan, good morning.
Morning.
So let's talk about what happened this week. The Corporation Commission met, decided to both allow APS to keep the rate hike, but also allow this complaint by Stacey Champion to keep going. Can these, in fact, work in tandem?
Well, it was a wild one. Let me say that. You know, as you said, APS raised rates. Stacey Champion had a petition to reverse that rate hike. That's been more than a year in hearings and briefings. And the commissioners, you know, I have to be honest, I really expected them to dismiss the case yesterday. The judge recommended dismissing it. APS, of course, has long recommended to dismiss it. And none of the commissioners gave an amendment, you know, proposed not dismissing it. So that was sort of the signal, like, okay, they're going to take a vote, but none of them have issued an amendment that would do anything but dismiss it. And they didn't. So yeah. It's really a confusing case. Those two things can work in tandem. So there's still a complaint and there's still the rate hike. They just declined to do what Stacey Champion wanted, which is reverse that rate hike. But they also refused basically to dismiss that complaint, which APS wanted.
Now, I love to talk about the politics of this. So how does it look if it's 4-1 and Justin Olson is on the side that did want to dismiss the complaint? What does that say about the rest of the panel? Not necessarily about Justin Olson's place in it, but about how the panel really feels about digging in more to APS.
Yeah, and it was a 4-1 vote, but I've got to say the vote is almost meaningless. I mean, Justin Olson voted to dismiss it, but he also was talking very aggressively about wanting to dig into APS's rates. So just because he voted to dismiss it, he wasn't really that far apart from the other commissioners, based on what I could tell. All five of them discussed the need to look at APS's rates and profits and how eager they are to get that done. What they were really fighting about was how to do it and whether they could do it in this Champion complaint or whether they just need to force that company to file a new rate case so that they can dig in. Now, a rate case often leads to a rate hike, but not always. The commissioners can look at a utility and recommend it lowers rates, and that has happened in the past.
That was going to be my question. Can a rate case then result in a rate decrease? So Ryan, the case is not dismissed. Any sense of whether or not this will continue? Like, what is Stacey Champion saying at this point? What are the advocates on the other side saying?
I just got to stress, everyone was pretty confused by this. I mean, I think even Stacey would tell you that she expected it to get dismissed. APS certainly expected it to get dismissed. And then they argued for hours about amendments. Like, should we force APS to give you more information on your bill, on what your cheapest rate plan is? And should we change our ethics policy because this has been so contentious and nobody trusts the regulators anymore? And they argued for hours on that, and I don't think the commissioners knew what was going to happen because then they all voted to dismiss it, or they voted 4-1. So none of those amendments that they worked on for more than 2 hours meant anything, because if you don't pass the main issue, then none of the amendments matter either. So honestly, APS was bewildered. Their folks normally will discuss a rate case or a commission decision. They all stood up and rushed out of that room, including their PR folks, who are the ones there to give statements. They didn't know what to say. I don't think they had prepared a statement for that outcome.
Okay, so kind of confusing at this point, Ryan, but real quickly before we have to let you go, what if you're a customer of APS, which so many of us are, what is the takeaway here? Like, are we in limbo, or we learned in the course of this that many of us are not paying, you know, the cheapest plan for us?
Yeah, and we published a story on AZ Central over the weekend to help people with that decision. So more than half of the APS customers are not on their best plan. Those plans are not changing. The rates are not going to change, at least anytime soon. So you have to live with what that utility offers. It's difficult to decide your best rate plan. We tried to help people, publishing a very long analysis of which plan works for different people. So that's my best advice, is review your rate plan, go to APS.com. They have a tool that will tell you what your best rate plan would be and how much you might save if you switch plans, and then look really carefully at the details of what plan they're recommending for you, because the plans and schemes for when the rates change and the times of day and that sort of thing can be extremely confusing for some people.
Ryan Randazzo of the Arizona Republic on Twitter @UtilityReporter. Ryan, always good to talk. Thanks.
Thank you.